sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater, already mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but words won't come out. He's choking now. He's choking how? Everybody's joking now. The clock runs out. Time's over. Blow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked. He's not mad, but he won't give up that easy. Nope, he won't have it. He knows his whole back to the rope. It don't matter. He's dope. Welcome. Bienvenue. To the first 2023 episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzard, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com on the web. Et pour tous les Français in the audience, aka Monsieur Grand Papa B. Before I start and continue with the show, I gotta say,
I want to wish y'all motherfuckers a happy new year.
Yeah. And I want to explain to you new listeners that this podcast is still protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red-blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on January 4th, 2023. And also, this episode is still brought to you by the letter F. Why F? F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. That was a terrible gunshot. Oh, let me try this one instead. Yeah, it's my attempt to be cool. I don't know. I don't think it's working. Cause like the Fonz, I stay cool. All right. It's been a while, man. It's been a while. I say it's been a while. Okay, it's been a few weeks. When was the last episode? It was recorded on January. All I know is I had way more brain cells. On the last episode that I do now. And that's the excuse I'm using to why I'm not fully there, man. And also for why I'm being attempting to be a little creative in my intros. But yeah, happy New Year. Happy belated Hanukkah. Happy belated Kwanzaa and Christmas and all that shit. I hope y'all recovered. Hope y'all feeling better. Y'all ready to start this year. Ready to do this shit. And who am I kidding? The reason for the title of today's episode, it's going to be Snap Back to Reality. And the two things. One is I really, really, and I mean really enjoyed my time. I really enjoying my time off from work. And it's funny how I actually enjoyed not recording another past episode. I enjoyed it so much that I actually considered saying, what the fuck am I podcasting? And let's just say that, okay, see, the way I spend my holidays is I'm debating on sharing this detail. Yeah, no, the way I spend my holidays, the finest part of the holidays is just being left alone. I don't know how to explain that, but I can't explain it. It's just that it's kind of like the way I'm on this podcast. I'm trying to be my natural self, my normal self. And it's hard for me to do that around people. And yeah, the holidays is just one of those times where keep to myself. And the introversion kicks up to 100. And it's just fun. It's just, sorry, there's a joke I want to make about touching myself, but being in touch with myself, it's the same thing, touching myself and being in touch with myself, all that shit, all that meditating, all that good shit. You know, like some people go on vacation and just, enjoy the beach and all that shit. Like the people go on vacation by themselves. There's a certain point, there's a certain moment that you enjoy with, it's like being disconnected from the world. You know, maybe I should get into yoga or meditation. Maybe I think it's as close as I've been able to establish that. But yeah, anyway, so I'm really enjoying my time off and the snap. But the only thing, the one thing that kept fucking up my time off was remembering that it's all going to come to an end. And I just kept thinking of that Eminem rhyme, Snap Back to Reality, which is why I ended up, I started this episode by reciting the first verse to, the first few verse through Lose Yourself. Yes. You know, I still remember when seeing the trailer for 8 Mile. I'm that old, man. I'm that fucking old. Yeah, I still remember seeing the trailer for 8 Mile. And it was the first time hearing the song Lose Yourself or the first verse to Lose Yourself. And I remember just words coming at me and being like, damn, what the fuck? This shit is going to be a hit. What I didn't know is that white people are going to ruin the song for me. I actually debated starting with an Eminem song because I'm not into the business of making white people happy, you know, because I know a lot of y'all are like, a lot of y'all are like, damn, that's my jam. You know, all of a sudden, rap became acceptable once you discovered Eminem. Hell, you know what? I think it's an art. It's a fucking art. Yeah, man. Anyways, I'm just starting off the year bitter, B-Black. Come on, stop it. No, fuck it. It is what it is. Yeah, man, and it's just, I'm just saying, every white person and their mom knows that song. And it got to a point that I started hating the song because they liked it. Sorry, Eminem. Yeah, sorry, Em. Sorry, Slim. Yeah, man. Your people fucked up your art. But anyways, yeah. But there's actually two reasons to why I started with the song. One is because the thought of Snap Back to Reality kept playing in my head. Oh, there goes gravity. And I forgot to mention, yeah, the reason why the song bothers me is because when I was doing comedy, back in the days of comedy, there was one particular club, and everyone, if you're from Ottawa, y'all know what I'm talking about. They always started the set with this track, with this Eminem song, and fuck, and because he was happy, because they were happy, I wasn't happy. Yeah, anyways, it's still a dope jam. Classic is a classic, so I won't deny it, man. And yeah, man, I might be losing on points on my angry black guy card for starting the year with a rap song by a white man. But here we are. Whatever, man. Deal with it. I mean, fuck it. I've accepted. I'll make peace with it, man. I'll make peace with it. But yeah, there's the second reason I started with this song is because this track is because I actually considered not podcasting. Like I said, I was really enjoying not having any obligations and not giving a fuck. I'll probably go into a little details that I really, another tradition that I have on the holidays that I get really fucked up. I mean, like, yo, no, I can't drive. Fucked up. Like, yeah, man, you want to find someone else to take you, whatever. Like, there's no, I make sure there's, I have no responsibilities. I have no commitment, no anything. Don't ask me for shit. I'm that fucked up. Yeah, man, it's a good thing that I have a beeper around me. But it's just a yearly tradition that I do. And, yeah, no, I actually considered enjoying that time off. And I remember how much I'm like, oh, shit, should I record a few podcasts before the end of the year? And I was like, nah, fuck that. But it's funny how, but it was wild how much I went from enjoying that time off and being fuck podcasting, fuck everything else, to finally getting to a point that we're like, to admitting that, no, I actually enjoy doing this shit, man. I actually, it's a little commitment I do to myself. So that's for the audience than it is for me. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. It's just a thing that I enjoy doing, man. Me in this microphone. Like all of my favorite rappers from the beginning who talked about it. It's just me and my microphone. All I need is one mic. And I'm trying to remember a Big Daddy Kane verse about him and the microphone. How's it goes? If that was a game, you'd... Anyway, whatever. Okay. yeah. Like I said, Ready God, like, shout out to the two brain cells holding it down in my brain right now, doing all the work. Doing the work for the brain cells who passed away. I should, you know, anyways. All right, where we at? Yeah, second reason, as I ramble on to why I picked this track, is because I had a dream, literally. I had a dream over the weekend, or during the holidays, and it was... I love having these kind of dreams that make me reflect, think about it, like, what the fuck was that about, going from weird and interpreting my own dreams? No, fuck that. I don't go to no experts, but whatever. But I had this dream where it ended with me, I forget the journey, right? But what I do remember is it ended with me getting ready to preach in front of an audience. And in front of me was I can't see the audience, but I could see probably the microphone, the lectern, and my notes, and my well-prepared notes. And the most important part in that dream was these notes and the feeling I got once I woke up from the dream. That moment, that memory, that feeling reminded me of every time those notes just was symbolic. It reminded me of every time, basically the moment from being called on stage to preparing to being called on stage. And it's not just preparing, but having a good preparation. See, the thing about if you're going to speak in front of an audience, whether you're doing comedy, whether you're doing a podcast, or whether you're doing preaching or whatever, it's for me, speaking for myself, is one of the best things you can hope for, or I've always hoped for, is that feeling of preparation. That you prepare, that you know what you're trying, what you're going to say, what you want to say. See, it's not the end all. It's not perfect. It doesn't mean you can have a great speech. But that feeling that I did everything I could possibly do to prepare for this presentation. Just that feeling. Sure, you might go on stage and bomb the fuck and get booed off the set. That's not the point. But it's like the best you could hope for. It's kind of like, I'm thinking of this line. I remember someone says, how's that line? It goes, those who prepare, what's the line? Something about those who prepare bleed less in battle, some shit like that. But that feeling like you did everything you could possibly could. Don't get me wrong. You're still having the shakes. You're probably still nervous about going on stage. You probably it doesn't protect. If you're like me and you have like a very strong negative voice, yeah, that motherfucker is still there. But it's like it sucks. It's like I'm trying to say parapluie in English. Oh my God. Again, two brain cells. Not a raincoat, but an umbrella. Jesus Christ. It's like an umbrella in the rain. It's like, it's still going to rain, but at least it's the one protect. It's like a condom. It's like having pretend you're having sex with a crack fiend, and the only thing you got protecting you is this condom. Okay, I'm just saying, it's ain't nothing like it. And the thing is, I used to take that feeling for granted because what I remember more is the negative voice, the nervousness of going on stage, of getting to that. Like, I'm still. Nah, trust me, man. Like, okay, a little B-Black history, man. Hold on, is that in my notes? Is that something I plan on covering? Hold on a second, okay. Yeah, man. Reflect on the performance, pay. Okay. Yeah, before you called on stage. Yeah, man. I'm just thinking about how. Oh, okay. I'm about to segue to the next topic, but something about me is I've always been the creative type. I just never admitted to myself. I remember I used to rap. I did comedy, speeches. Now I've never preached, but there was a time where I thought I was going to be a preacher because I think I was a big fan of T.D. Jakes, and I used to love the way he would use stories or lines from the Bible and make it applicable to like he could use a line from the Bible to explain why bitches ain't shit. You know what I mean? Things like that. Like or why you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Like the way he was able to make the link between the two, it was just genius. It was just genius. And that's was the kind of preacher. That's probably why I started reading the Bible, because I wanted to take stories and being able to, like, it's like Job. I mean, Job or David and Goliath. About the face, the white man, you know, shit like that. Just the way he was able to make analogies, I just thought it was beautiful. But yeah, like, getting back to history. So, I rap, comedy, speeches, wrote speeches. But all those time, anytime I was creative, I never really had, faith in belief in myself. I always thought everything I did sucked. And if people did enjoy my speech, did enjoy my rap song, or did enjoy whatever I did, it was all luck. It was just sheer luck. It was just a matter of time. I was like going through imposter syndrome. Even now, I'm struggling with it. But I'm realizing that's what the purpose of this podcast is to one to fight through that. It's to fight. It's the fight with the inner demon in me that's telling me, yo, shut the fuck up. Shut up, man. Seriously. Sit down, go in a corner, and pretend like you don't exist. Like, do humanity a favor and just shut the fuck up. That guy. That's who I'm constantly fighting with. Oh, okay. I'm feeling the sermon is coming up in me, because now I see what the demon inside me. This podcast is just a constant fight with this demon. Constantly telling me, yo, shut up. Yo, trust me, man. All you people out there ain't got all the haters out there, ain't shit you can tell me that I haven't told myself or aren't telling myself already. All you are is just an actor. The real voice is, you're just an actor. You're just a sidekick to the inner demon that's already fucking with me, telling me that you ain't shit. You don't deserve, seriously, man. Hit the stop on the pod. Hit the stop on your recorder. Don't publish this shit. Don't go through it. What the fuck are you doing telling people about it? Ah, man, ain't shit. Yeah, y'all just accoutrements. You're like the fries, you know what I mean? Well, anyway, so I'm all this to say, yeah, some of you go to the gym to get strong. I do a podcast to fight with this fucking demon that's been on my ass since birth. And here we are. Yeah, I kind of jumped into the second portion of my rundown sheet. So the first one was to explain why Snap Back to Reality, the title of this episode. I wasn't going to podcast. The second part was, The Dream. Remember, and I've always been a creative person, but never liked my creations. And that's not right, man. It is what it is. I'm sure I'm not the only one alone out there. I'm sure there's a lot of creative people out there and keeping to themselves, not sharing their shit, like being what Erykah Badu says, you know what I mean? Keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. Yeah, and they're not sensitive because, I mean, they're sensitive, but yeah, they're really, I understand the struggle of an artist, especially when you got dope shit, but you can't get yourself to convince that you have dope shit. I was listening to, you know what? Okay, I'm doing something different here. I'm surprised I forgot to write that down. Did I make a note with it? Yeah, I'm going to do something different here before. Well, okay, actually, this is the intro. The next segment, the next portion of the episode is things I thought about over the holiday. Just random thoughts. And when I get into random thoughts, I'm going to explain the soundtrack for this episode. And the soundtrack for this episode is just songs that inspired some of the topic or some of the thoughts that went into this episode. But here we are. Yeah. Listening to Jay-Z. And I was listening to his rap pattern and how, remembering how when I first heard Jay-Z, I wasn't into him, his rapping style. Cause I guess I was still on, I'm the king of rock, there ain't none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. You know what I mean? Like, simple shit like that. And Jay-Z, Nas too. Like, you know, a lot of these, it's funny, it's interesting how I accepted Nas easier than Jay-Z. But Jay-Z's rapping style was a little like, I wouldn't use the word complicated, but I'm going to go with the word just different. It was just different. It was still dope, but it was different. And the thing with anything, with anything you do and as an art and you do differently, it's easy for people to dismiss you just because you're not following protocols. And I just think it was amazing that Jay-Z, I don't know if he was conscious of the fact that, you know what, I rap differently than Biggie. I rap differently than Nas. I rap differently than all these artists who are established artists. But yet still, there was something in him that says, but these niggas are gonna dig my, these niggas are gonna love my shit. I don't know. I guess it's, oh fuck. Now I'm remembering what's his name? Naughty by Nature came on the scene. Trek, he rapped differently. I mean, everyone. Wu-Tang Clan, the name. Well, now, Grant, I gotta remember, I wasn't in New York, so shit was likely different. They probably had like a better, not incubator, but a better ecosystem. Like New York, you know what I mean? They decided, New York, they decided what rap was going to be while I was growing up. But still, I'm trying to picture being that new rapper and realizing, my shit sounds differently from these guys, and yet still believing that I got something. You know, I got something to share. I don't know. I'm fascinated. If you haven't, I probably mentioned this on a previous podcast, but I'm fascinated at people who grow up just believing in their own creation. Have faith in it. There's something about to me, it's a superpower. I know how y'all do it. I still think, to me, I'm convinced that there's like something broken in my mind that doesn't allow me to be like, okay, yo, fuck it, man. They might not like it, but I do. But for me, it's just, it's a fascinating power for me, man. Who knows? Maybe by the end of 2023. I'll be able to be one of those people who are like, yeah, man, check out my shit. It's dope. You're going to like it. And if you don't, go fuck yourself. You and your mama. Anyways, yeah. All right, let's jump to the next segment because what is we? Oh, my God. Yeah, whatever, man. I ramble on. That's my thing, man. It's a thing that annoys about myself that I do as I can ramble, but so do all my favorite podcasters. They complain about rambling, but here we are. Whatever, man. Be free. If people are not around, it really smells like a marijuana in this place, man. I'm not saying that I smoked it, even though it's legal in Canada, but I'm saying it reeks. Well, no, I actually like the smell of marijuana. But yeah, man, if you were a guest on my podcast and you were allergic to marijuana, yeah, you'd this interview is canceled. This is me spraying Febreze. All right, okay. Next segment. I'm trying to be cool with my soundtrack. Oh, you know what? When I said I am your host, first thought that came to mind was
I am your king now.
There we go. I feel like R.I.P. is great. R.I.P. Chichella. Oh my God, his name's not Chichella. I mean, his real name. No, Chichella. Fuck that, Chichella. I'm sorry. Oh man, we have to a bad start. I'm blanking out on the actor who played Chichella. Not Stan Lee. I'm fucking blank, sorry. Oh my God. Not Bozeman. Jesus Christ. Okay, okay, fuck that, man. Yeah, it's going to be a struggle, man. Shout out to everyone who's paying attention to this podcast. And shout out to the true brain cells doing the work for all the brain cells that I lost trying to, over the holidays, but doing the work for all the other, doing more with less. Anyway, yeah, Chadwick Boseman. Jesus Christ. Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, that's the name of the guy who plays T'Challa. All right, okay. Things that I thought of over the holidays. Yeah, I was going to go into joke about that Andrew Tate motherfucker. Sorry, Andrew Tate being arrested after talking shit. But you know what? No, I'm going to keep a focus on myself. And on Sunday, on the next episode, I'll talk about current events. See, look at me, man. Already talking about next episode. Yeah. But for now, it's just inner thoughts, man. Just like my inner world. Yeah, that's the thing that goes on when I may or may not, after I may or may not have smoked marijuana. Deep thoughts. I get a lot into my thoughts, and I feel like sharing them with you. So first one I already covered, I said I hate everything I do. I've always been the creative type. Yeah, that's something I'm working on, man. That's when I talk about I'm working on myself, that's one of those things that I'm working on. The fact that, to me, I thought it was normal to hate everything you do. I mean, I thought it was no, you know what it is? I just realized that I grew up believing that using shame as a way to survive. Because I grew up believing that life was all about not taking, allowing other people to take over your space. Allowing other people to take space and for you to shrink, get the fuck out the way, shut the fuck up, let the grown-up speak. Like, that's the mindset I grew up with. If you're not one of those people, the other thing too is I grew up with people who couldn't understand that mindset, which to me felt weird. But if you're one of those people, yeah, man, this conversation is just going to be foreign for you. I know I'm not the only one because I hear it in songs and lyrics and in people's actions that we just, there's a group of us who just grew up with this notion that we were not meant to exist. And if we meant to exist in a very minuscule, you're like, you know, like a kind of like a squirrel, man. Just get the fuck out the way, man. Eat your nuts, but the world belongs to everyone else. Let everyone else enjoy this life. But you shut the fuck up, be quiet, make yourself invisible. What's that scene? Children are made to be seen and not heard, heard or not seen, like that shit, like that. So that's the thing, man. It's yeah, man. So in doing so, shame has been a great way, has been a tool to use to remind me to shut the fuck up, get out of people's way, man. It's not your turn to speak. Everyone else speaks. And even if you do need to speak, keep it inside. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. And again, if you're responding to this with some self-pity, like some, not pity, with some pity shit, like, oh, poor you. Nah. I'm saying it's a thing. You're not helping. I'm saying you're not helping, man. There's the only person who can help me in these kind of mindset is like a professional therapist. Not some fucking, anyways, calm down, B. this is usually the part where I get preached to by someone with a Bible talking about, no, Jesus wants you to, you know, take up space. But anyways, I'm saying that way of thinking is real. It's someone's operating system. It's like the primary code is shame is a way to just get you out the way. And, yeah, so I think that's why developing this habit of hating everything I do was just a way to help me shrink and get out of people's way. Anyway, yeah, so when I talk about how I'm working on myself, that's one of those things that I'm working on, like realizing that oh shit, there's a different way to see the world. Next item on in there is I titled this. Oh, before I continue, yeah, I decided to do this something new with this episode is so every episode, if not most episode, is well, okay. In the background, I usually create. I mentioned this, like I create a soundtrack for I create a playlist. And I make it into the soundtrack for the episode. And I'm just going to read off the tracks that I did for this episode. And for me, it's just, you know, documentation. But for you, it might just be, oh, I've never heard that song. I should check it out. But, yeah. I Got Doubts by Spring Gang and Vicky Fox. I Got Doubts. Friend or Foe by Jay-Z. That one was because it reminded me of how I have difficulty of distinguishing between a friend and a foe. And a lot of people who I thought were friends were actually, they should have kept them in the enemy zone or people not to fuck with. But that's another, yeah. So Friend or Foe, I Don't Do Much by Benny Siegel. Actually, that track was just because it was dope. Lose Yourself by Eminem. Marvin's Room by Drake, and Only in California. Now, the other reason why I mentioned this playlist, aside for your listening pleasure, but it's also I'm going to reference them in the topics that I've chosen for this episode. So, here we go. Right. So, again, back to the segment, things that I thought over the holiday. And one line that kept playing in my head is, what are you going to do when you get out of jail? I'm going to have some fun. Actually, and that comes from the track by, it's funny how rap song play in my head and sometimes I forget. Like, I had to do a lot of searching to remember where I got this from. And that's from the track Only in California by Mac 10, Ice Cube, and Snoop Dogg. And let me actually get the whole verse. He goes, only in, let me go this, only in California. Only in California. There we go. You know, okay. I don't know if it's my VPN, but it annoys me how every time I go to Rap Genius, I got to prove to these motherfuckers I'm a human being. If you ask me, that's kind of, bet you don't ask, white man, all the time. No, it's likely because I have a VPN. Okay, all right. Control F, fun. There we go. It goes, what are you going to do when you get out of jail? Speak on it. I'm going to have some fun. What do you consider fun? An ounce and about 500. I can relate. Yeah, exactly. Especially the ounce part. Right. The reason that crossed my mind is, okay, bear with me on this one, is one, I was thinking about how much at the beginning of the year, okay, I'm going to confess something, just New Year, I completely missed I was inspired this year. Usually every new year, it's like the hope for change. Every year comes with this hope, this idea that I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change something. I'm going to better myself. This year, I didn't do that, man. I treated New Year's just like another day. Shout out to all my old friends who are like, who went to sleep before 10 o'clock and woke up on New Year's. And yeah, I'm that old guy these days. Yeah, man. But this New Year's, I was like, blitz. I was like, so high that I remember seeing that, oh, it's going to be 11 o'clock. And then blacking up and being like, oh, shit, it's 3 in the morning. It's not that I don't know if I'm lying to you or if I'm lying to myself in this next conversation, but I'm just going to express the thought. But it's like, at least I told myself that I wasn't going to care. I didn't care. I'm not going to give a fuck about New Year's. Yeah, shout out to everyone who texted me after New Year's to wish me Happy New Year, but not on the 12th. Yeah, no, I really didn't watch any, like, oh, fuck, I forgot to watch my favorite TV show, Bye Bye 2080, Bye Bye 2022. And, you know, I'm going to blame, what's his name, Skills. I miss Skills' years rundown. Anyways, but, yeah, he didn't do that this year. But, I don't, whatever, maybe I'm sure there's another rapper who did that, who did a rundown of the year. But, yeah, man, no, this year I really told myself I wasn't going to give a fuck. And I was, as I was going through this not giving a fuck mode, I started to reflect about how 2023 and how I've reached the age where I still remember 1983, 1993, 2003, 2013, and now 2023, and how all those years I told myself I'm going to do something different. And I don't know. I guess I'm trying to remember a new year where I actually switched. Whatever, man. I guess I just, the only thing that I thought about is, the only thing that changed in the New Year's is I got older. That's really old. I just became an older fella. I guess I started the year, I don't know if I want to say discouraged, but not as hopeful about changing. Now, then the other thing too is, the thing about change is, and this is some wisdom that I'm realized that I developed, is the thing about change is, there's a saying about how a change that's meant to happen ain't shit you can do about it. Like, it's like, change doesn't happen just like that. It's sure, it does take commitment and all that shit. Yeah, you gotta get up and get out and do something. You gotta make it happen. You know, it's not miracles. Okay, I think that's the wisdom, is realizing change. Basically, look, unless you're for real about making a change, it ain't gonna happen. I think that's what it comes down to. Unless you're committed, unless you finally got tired of the pain that leads to change, unless you finally reach the point of enough is fucking enough, that change ain't gonna happen, man. It's discouraging to say, but until you reach that point of fuck this shit. I remember one year, I think I chose to take my health seriously. And I, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do that shit. And I remember signing up with a gym trainer. And now, sure, the criteria I used to find this gym trainer, that could have been improved on. But at the time, I remember just not thinking, just fuck it, just do it. Because if I overthink it, I'm not going to do it. And I found this gym trainer. And when I finally, and you know, the thing with these gym trainers, they don't put their price up front. They not hypnotize you, but basically they hustle you into it. They you know, okay, all right, now let's talk pricing. And that motherfucker was expensive. This motherfucker was very expensive. But I remember I was so committed to this chain that I said, fuck it, man. Here's a check. Here's a blank check. Write whatever fucking number you want to write down on it. And that shit got expensive. Now, you know what? I should probably, to this person's credit, he was effective. Like, I did lose weight and all that shit. But But there's one thing he neglected. Is one thing I remember saying is like, look, I'm trying to, your job is to work yourself out of a job. I want to be that guy who would, I guess I was kind of hoping to hang out with this person and enjoy the gym the same way he does it. You know, I think it could have been possible, but it's just that I just, out of all the bad luck in the world, I just happened to find a human being that I was just not compatible with. Yeah, this dude is, ooh, holy fuck. Ooh. Yeah, now it's, think of a relationship that went bad, man. Yeah, I ended up just resenting this guy now. But yeah, that kind of like, I'm okay. The entrepreneurs, the go-getters in life, or whatever you want to call it, would have just, okay, learn from that mistake. I guess I am learning from the mistake, but it's just taking me a while to get back up. But I remember, it's as if I'm using that memory, that example, to be like, fuck change, fuck trying, fuck, you're just going to fail, you're just going. The disappointment that I had with dealing with this person, because I remember telling this guy, I'm all in. And this asshole didn't realize that I was all in. In his mind, it's like, well, if you were, you'd be more. Basically, he behaved like it. Anyway, I won't go into the details, but I'm just saying, it ended as a discouraging endeavor. The endeavor ended with discouragement. This person didn't understand what I meant by, hey, I want to enjoy the gym the same way. Like, I'm hoping your passion for the gym becomes contagious. He didn't understand that. I think he was hoping to be like, yeah, I'm going to, basically like, you know, I'm going to be the gym trainer that's stuck with you, that hangs out with, or maybe that's how it works. If we would have had a better relationship, maybe he would have been the gym trainer that I'm talking about. Hey, my buddy's on the stage, whatever, but it didn't work out that way. And his methods to wasn't sustainable. Like the everything he did to make it to make it happen for me to accomplish losing weight and all that shit was just the way he did it was just one of those, like, it's not sustainable. Look, if you're trying to lose weight, it's a lifestyle change, and lifestyle. Don't let no one shame you into changing your lifestyle. It's kind of like the way I'm doing this podcast. It's a lifestyle change. I just committed to it. I'm not being shamed into it. It's a personal endeavor on my own. No one out there is forcing me. I'm not worried about losing my job. Okay, that's another conversation. But I'm not. It's my own thing. It's me. It's a commitment I made to myself that I'm able to stick with it. Without shaming myself, without embarrassing myself, without having to result in, oh, fuck, I let myself down and shit like that. Like, I'm actually committed to this shit. Like an adult. It's like I'm actually being an adult about this shit. It's one of the few times in my life that I'm, like, doing something and sticking to it. So, yeah, man, it's, yeah, his way of was not sustainable. It was something that, yeah, I could have already pictured that, yeah, this thing has an expiration date. The way, you know, this eating a meal every 2 hours, yeah, that shit is not going to work out. Anyway, whatever, man. Like I said, it gave me the result, but not the result that stuck around. And it also, but anyways, it's funny how I went back to this scenario of that disappointment. But yeah, no, getting back to NYE, feeling out, thinking about every New Year's, and I just wasn't thinking about making any resolution. I was convinced that, fuck it, man. No resolution this year. No self-improvement. No fuck hope, fuck change, and fuck everything else. But then it hit me. Shout out to Atomic Habit. Shout out to The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Because that's two books that I read. Was it in 2022 or 2021? Whatever, man. On the list of books that I'm grateful for, Atomic Habits and the Art of Not giving a fuck. Sorry, I'm gonna Google it to see if I have the title of oh, not again. James Clear. Hey, whatever you do, if you buy the Atomic Habit book, don't join his mailing list. That dude sends me shit that's not even relevant. That fuck. I'm getting. Yeah, I need to unsubscribe from his mailing list. But anyways, great book. Where was I going with this? Hold on a second. Not again. Woo. All right, I'm gonna play some music. Just a sec. Woo!
Yeah, give it up!
How you 2006 was, son?
Going.
For a better thing, wanna replace me? I'm in a place that I've never been. It's worse than lonely. Can someone tell me they see good in me? There's good in me. Cause I got doubts, I got doubts, I got doubts, yeah.
Alright, okay. I'm gonna try to power through here. Woo! Oh my god, thank you for sticking around. Those allergies are fucking with me. Probably also maybe it's this motherfucking ashtray. There's dust in here. But I'm feeling better. All right, okay. Let me wrap up this segment, man. I'm in the middle of making a point here. How I gave up on Be Black. What the fuck does the line by Snoop Dogg, what are you going to do when you get out of jail? I'm going to have some fun. Have to do with you giving up on New Year's resolution. The point was, Atomic Habits, is it hit me. The reason why I'm committed to this podcast is I started small. You start small. It's slow progress is better than no progress. It's small 1% change is way better than a change you're not going to stick to. So the gym trainer, that guy, he hit me with a gym program. He made major changes. Like, I'll give him props that I saw a return on my investment very quickly. The problem was he gave me a program that I was never going to stick to. I think in his mind, maybe he thought I was rich. He probably knew I worked in the government, and he probably figured that, oh, you and I are going to be buddies for life, and I'm going to be your gym trainer. It's like he believed that he's going to be the gym trainer like I was an athlete. I think he was so used to dealing with athletes or people who need his service, especially to accomplish a goal. But he didn't realize that I was in the process of trying to make a lifestyle change. That's what he didn't understand. So I'll give myself credit that I've learned how to make lifestyle changes, but you gotta start small. Holy fuck, you gotta start small. Yeah, you gotta be committed to it. You really gotta want it. And it hit me that the one resolution that I will make for this year, and in a way it's a self-improvement thing, is finding more things I enjoy doing. You know, I'm actually proud of myself for this one. Finding more things that I consider fun. Because at the moment, it's a very short list. I was reading this. Shout out to all the depressed people in the world. I was reading this this message board on drug users, and this one person that his post just stuck to me for a while. It's he said how he wanted to die because he realized the only thing that gave him pleasure was getting high. And I can understand that because, I talk about getting fucked up, you know what I mean, or marijuana or whatever. See, that's the thing is people like porn addictions, marijuana addictions, like the kind of addictions that, you ain't gonna hurt nobody. It's not necessarily the addiction that's the problem for me, speaking for myself. It's not the addiction that's the problem. It's when it's the only thing you consider fun. that's when it becomes a problem. Well, for me, that's where it's a problem. I'm not going to talk about everyone else. Live your life. Enjoy your life. You know what's good for you. But I'm realizing that if I made a list of everything I considered fun, that shit would be fucking short. And the thing, too, is the thing I consider fun of, most of it are maladaptive. It's not dangerous, but they're not. It's not that they're, how do I say, it's not that they're not, like, I admire people who enjoy jogging, who enjoy, like, actually exercising. Yes, I think I kind of wish I was still that person who, sometimes I wish I was a gym junk. Like, things, like a sport. I wish there was a sport that I enjoyed doing. Right now I'm thinking about, I actually hate sport. I hate going to the gym. But I do like going, I do like swimming. I don't like having to get, you know, naked, show my body. I have body issues. I'm very self-conscious. But I think I'm going to, look, my doctor's on to me. My last physical, she was like, yeah, you fat motherfucker. I'm paraphrasing, right? But that look on her face of, yeah, look, you fat motherfucker. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. That's the way how my doctor talks, like Tupac. And, yes, she fucked my imaginary bitch. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, no, I think that's going to be my resolution is shit I enjoy doing. You know what? Let me start now, right? I can tell you right now. I'm going to tell you all the legal things I enjoy doing, the parts that I'm willing to share. Right there. Yeah. Things I do like doing. Swimming. Swimming is definitely on the list. You know what? This is actually kind of surprises me, but I actually enjoy cooking. Not for others, for myself. I actually, especially while listening to a good podcast. Listening to a podcast, okay, to a good podcast. I just put podcast, but I said listening to a good one. What else? TV watching, binge watching, a good TV show, a good audiobook. That's usually while podcasting. Audiobook, listening to podcasting. Recording a podcast. You know, okay, this list is gonna, okay, turns out I actually have a lot of shit, but the stuff that's currently on the list is things that actually aren't helping me get into a better health. I think that's where I'm getting at, is my resolution is to find shit this year that I consider, I'm hoping by the end of 2023, the list of things I consider fun will get longer. That's really what I'm hoping for. And I'm hoping in the stuff that's longer, it's like shit that helps me get into a better health. That's what I'm getting at. So that was the point of the Snoop Dogg track, What Do I Consider Fun? Well, at the moment, it's a short list. Most of the things on that list, I'm not talking about podcasting because I told you all the legal stuff. But the stuff that I'm not comfortable sharing on a recording, it's... It gets dangerous, man. It gets really, they're unhealthy. That's really what I'm trying to get at. My therapist used the word maladaptive coping mechanism. Yeah, a lot of it is like maladaptive coping mechanism. Yeah, I love to eat. Fuck yeah, I love to eat. But there's only so much eating you can put. I'm putting that to the list. Eating. Eat. Okay, I'm going to finish this list offline, but yeah, man, I'm working on it. That's going to be my resolution that I had a thought about, but I mean that I'm realizing is just finding more things that I consider to be fun. All right, next item. Whew, thank you, Coke Zero. Thank you, Diet Coke. Woo, excuse me, whatever was like fucking in my throat. It just got cleared up. Okay. It's going to be a long way, isn't it? Okay, so what else? What are you going to do when you get out of jail? Okay. Okay, this is not on my playlist, but it should be. But this is like I'm a new content. I'm going to, like, over the holidays, something that I... I'm funny on how I found it. Okay. I'm going to recommend... I discovered a new podcast over the holidays. And it's called the Dirty Diana Podcast. You know, I'm going to take my time with this one. Dirty Diana Podcast. And it's... let me read the quick... oh, really, B? You going to do this to me? The description of it. I had it loaded up. It's shout out if you're aware of it already. Oh, man. Oh, there it is. Okay, there we go. All right. The Dirty Diana Podcast. Now, what's funny is it's a... I'm laughing at myself. Okay, I should bring you in. There's a lot of thoughts going in my head, and I guess I should bring you in on this conversation that's going in my head here. Right. It's called... the Wikipedia entry is Dirty Diana... is an audio drama podcast produced by Q Code. I have no idea who Q Code. I guess that's like Bad Boys of podcasting. By Q Code, about a woman who hosts an erotic website, a sex positive exploration of women's troubled marriage. It stars Demi Moore and Clay Bangs. Oh, he's Danish. Okay, sorry. They all sound the same to me. All right, I thought he was British, but whatever. Son anglais était bizarre. It's he speaks one of those bizarre English. So I assume that, you know, you're not from the States, or I assume he was from England. Anyway, yeah. What's funny is I should start out with how I guess I should go on my list is one of those things that you would not know about me, but I guess I wouldn't admit out loud, but I'm actually into erotica. I have a vivid imagination, and I was gonna say not that I listen to 50 Shades of 50 Shades of Grey, but I remember being stimulated the same way I was stimulated by pornography, visual pornography, the audio type. Also, I was into that kind of stuff. And I remember, the reason I discovered this podcast is I was looking for, I wonder if there's a podcast out there that recommended porn sites or porn flicks or whatever. I'm laughing at myself. But yeah, no, that's how I think I just wanted a podcast where some woman was going to talk. So kind of like me, but really raunchy with a sexy voice and discussing sexy shit and whatever. And I end up discovering Dirty Diana. But what's funny to me is how it's kind of like finding a recommended award-winning porn flick. And I went from getting ready to, you know, to beat my meat over this content to being like, I want to hear the next episode. Like, I end up, there's like six episodes. I ended up binging all six episodes because it was a great story. Sure, there was like some erotica and all that shit too, but that's not what kept my attention. It was just an amazing story, and shout out to Demi Moore. She's the executive producer on this shit, and it was amazing. It's really amazing. I kind of narrowed my thoughts on it. I said, why did I like the Dirty Diana podcast? I said, it reminded me of how much and it taught me how much I did not know about sex. By that, and what I mean by that, when I say that I didn't know about or how much I didn't understand sex, I mean the version of sex I was taught. And remember, it wasn't taught by a mature adult. It was pornography, the streets, and that whack ass, you know, the Bible and these whack ass sex ed class, which didn't teach me anything. But there's like there's more to just putting your penis, an erected penis, inside a vagina. I'm talking about sex. The way it was introduced to me was, I think it's called the patriarchal perspective. And it's like the way I can summarize it, and shout out to my homie Bodie for breaking it down for me. Because this is one of those things that I didn't understand until, like, he said it to me, but I didn't get it. But the perspective of sex, the way I understood it, sex was that thing you do to a woman, as opposed to sex being something you do with a woman. I know for some of you, that's going to sound weird. Or like some of you are like, how did you not get it? Some of you might be like, I don't understand the difference. Because that's how I was like at the beginning. Sex, basically, it was like the version of sex you see in porno made for men. And it's just like that thing you do to a woman. And she's just like, she's a participant, but like more like a supporting actor. The only important part in that when it comes to sex is the man busting that nut. That's the only thing that's important in there. So the woman, she's just, of course, when I'm talking about dedicated to men, to heterosexual male, patriarchal. It's the only role for this woman is to help you bust that nut. Sure, I could do it with my hand. The role of the woman is to be a replacement to my hand. Basically, patriarchal sex is masturbating. It's pretty much like masturbating, man. You pretend that you want the woman to enjoy it, but no, her enjoyment is not a priority. It's the illusion of it is more important than her actually enjoying sex. So yeah, so the sex that I know, that I was taught, that I learned, that I thought was what the whole world knew or what they meant when it came to sex is a selfish version. It's all about the man's pleasure. The woman, you're just a sidekick. You're just like, look, man, bitch, if I could replace you with my hand, that you're just like, okay, my hand is the main actor, and you're helping my hand, or you're replacing my hand where my hand can't and can't come in. But anyways, listening to this podcast, because it's more the word they use for Demi Moore, Dirty Diana podcast, it's sex positive. That's a new word I just discovered. But it's, yeah, more sex positive. It's more, yeah, I guess a healthier version of sex. But yeah, so listen to this podcast. Just reminded me how, well, B, there's a lot about sex you do not know. I'm, yeah, anyways. Two, sorry, I realized I was running for the bullet points. Why I enjoyed the podcast. I connected to the main character, especially about her being well-curated life. Let me see if there's a description of I'm trying to give you a summary of the show to help you understand. The description was dope here. It was, shout out to you if you're familiar with this podcast, and if you're not, yeah, I'm actually gonna recommend it. I recommend it to everyone who's like, you know, not a little too weird about sex. It goes, Dirty Diana, as an escape from her carefully curated life and dying marriage, Diana, in brackets Demi Moore, secretly runs an erotic website where women reveal their intimate sexual fantasies. Starring and executive produced by Demi Moore, created by Shauna Festi, from QC Code Media, an award-winning storytelling company specialized in immersed scripted fiction. Anyway, yeah, I think what I connected to her well-curated life and how her erotic website is that thing that she didn't tell her friends or family about. It was basically she treated her website like I treat this podcast. The main difference is one thing that I learned by listening to this podcast is she knew who her audience was. And listening to her made me think about, I still haven't figured out who my audience is. Like, I'm all over the place. I know I'm all over with the place with this podcast. Yeah, it's figuring out who I... Anyways, it got me thinking about, who's your audience, B? And she had an audience, which is what made it... Even though she had an audience... Like, she was a step ahead of me, the character what's her name? Diana. In the step ahead of me, because she had an audience, and an audience who was willing to support her and willing to support what she was doing. Also, bullet point. I was inspired by the main character. I enjoyed the story. And first time in my life, I binged a podcast story. A lot of you are like into crime podcasts. No, this shit was my it's just one of those content that I'm grateful for have discovered. And what makes me laugh is how my initial attention was just to find something to jerk off to. And next thing you know, boom. I'm in love. I'm in love with a stripper. Yeah, man. So, it's funny how, who finds inspiration in pornography? I think that's how I'm going to conclude it. Finding inspiration in pornography. But yeah, man, I think it's on my list of recommended Dirty Diana podcast. And yo, shout out Demi Moore, man, for, taking podcasting into a lane that I didn't think was possible. With that said, which brings me to my next bullet point, my next item on my rundown sheet. I go, foolish dreamer. I'm a foolish dreamer, and that's from, oh man, I wasn't on the playlist? Shame on me, man. Shame on me. Okay, you know what? That should have been on the playlist, but Zoom by the Commodore. Yes, Zoom by the Commodore. Let me put this on my playlist. I should share this playlist, yeah. And this song here. I'm hoping. Will it start? Oh, check this out. First 30 seconds. Oh, wow. Okay. I guess I'm just a foolish dreamer. And I remember thinking about that song and feeling so relating to that term. I'm a foolish dreamer, man. I do that to my, hold on. He says it better than I can. Okay, hold on. I'm a foolish dreamer. All right, okay. No. Let me try that again. Zoom, Commodore. All right. God damn it. Right, okay, he goes, the verse goes, I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, because I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. My problem is I'm a foolish dreamer, but struggling to find that happiness. Again, this is not a self-pity thing and an attempt at self-pity or whatever, but it's I'm explaining how my brain works. It's I do. The reason I'm thinking about being a foolish dreamer is because I remember hearing the, oh shit. I don't want to spoil the story to the Dirty Diana story. I'm just going to say that I was inspired by this main character. And I found myself wishing that. You know the underdog story. Basically, you start out the underdog is, imagine having a job that you enjoy doing. Now, there's some people are fortunate enough to be one of those people out there. I'm one of those people who have a job that pays the bills. You know, I have it because that's what adults do. They have jobs, you know what I mean? And they get married. Well, okay, I'm not married, but I have a job. And it pays the bills, and that was the only point. As a kid, maybe I probably lied to myself about, yeah, I want a job that I can be passionate about, but it ended up just being a job that just pays the bills. Sometimes I enjoy what I do, and sometimes I don't. And sometimes it doesn't. I don't know if it brings out the best in me, but it brings out a version of me that I'm whatever. But I'm trying to imagine being one of those fortunate few people who have a job that they enjoy doing. But the problem is going from here to where I am now to there. That's my foolish dream right now. Being able to go from there, but the challenge is finding the courage to do that. I have, I guess I'm challenged by the idea of, or maybe I'm not a foolish dreamer. Sorry, I see the dream, it's just not being able to believe in it. That's my struggle at the moment. Believing in that dream, being able to go from here to there. And no, this is not the moment I'm trying to hear any motivational speakers about it, but it's a snapshot of who I am in this moment. I'm that guy right now who's just staring at the horizon, and I'm the slave with Harriet Tubman, hoping for better days. I'm not at the state of making it happen. I'm in the state of being a foolish dreamer. Anyways, yeah, I think I kind of wish maybe that's the resolution. I'm going to add that to the resolution, but again, not trying to complicate things. But I guess maybe, you know what? If I could be 1% better in that direction, 1%, what does 1% better than being the guy who's here right now? The guy who's like, no, man, I'm... My job is like that relationship that, whatever, it's... I feel like my employer is like, well, you can't do better than me. And it's got me convinced that, you know, you don't want to go out there. That's the thing about when you have a nice cushy job, is they convince you that you don't want to go out there. Just, you're not going to find anything better out there. This is as good as it gets. I think 1% would be being able to doubt that. Being able to believe that, what if that's wrong? What if? Maybe. But the problem, you know, because there's a journey, there's risk and all that shit, but maybe that's going to be my resolution, getting to the 1% improvement of being like, what if? Figuring that out. But until then, I'm a foolish dreamer. All right, two more items to go, two things to left. Okay, I got, now that we've talked about, you know, hate everything that I do, finding my new resolution is to finding something fun to do, being more like Dirty Diana, discovering podcasting and the endless possibility of what you could do with a podcast, and being a foolish dreamer. Maybe this is my 1% improvement. At first I said I was gonna dedicate, but I think I'm starting to develop a shape of who my audience is, who I want my audience to be. And it's just more because it's more a reflection of me, because the audience I'm targeting is more a reflection of myself. And it's gonna be people who it's going to be vague what I'm about to say, right? But it's, I feel like my tribe or people I can understand, maybe not understand, but I'm close to, or I feel like I can relate to, not completely, but to a certain bit. But those of us going through this life and faking to everyone how happy we are. I'm not going to bring in, I'm not going to say Robin Williams, because I don't know his story. For all I know, it might be the meds who made him the way he is. But I remember when he died, and everyone was shocked that how could this person who dedicated his life to making other people's happy be this miserable? And I remember feeling, how could you not understand that? I remember just thinking that. It's like, there's, I think, there's a lot. I think this is probably when I started developing an appreciation for women. Not just women, but, not just women, but let's say sensitive people. People who have traits that benefit others, who have traits, skills, and all that shit that benefit others more than it benefits them. Like, people complain about sensitive people until they need a sensitive person to speak to. People complain about, oh, fuck, the people who can empathize until they need someone to empathize with them. And I say, like, the thing would be with empathy, with showing, being able to show empathy to people or to, sensitive people is, to them, being sensitive is they feel other people's pain. It's like being cursed with the ability to read other people's minds. Sure, it might be a good circus act. No. Reading other people's minds, you know, like, because you could use that to your advantage. But it's, okay, it's like being, I'm thinking of mutant power, being able to see someone's death. And I'm thinking of Rogue, the superhero Rogue from, she was dangerous to other people. Okay, the reason I was thinking of women is because I was thinking about the ability to give birth. That's something we as humanity benefit from. You know, well, if we're thinking about longevity of existing long, right? But out of between men and women, it's only the woman who's able to carry, to birth another human being. And I know like some women love being a mom and all that shit. But I think about it from a man perspective, from my perspective, how much I would hate to have another body inside of me, another human being, being responsible for the birth of someone else. And then when you birth that human being, you're stuck to them. You're bonded to them by love. For others, it's like, I mean, for us as a humanity, it's great. But going through that experience, let me just say that I understand women who don't want to have children. If I was a woman, I'd be like, fuck that. Get these tubes out of me. I enjoy the sex, but not the birthing part. Yeah, I guess I understand. So I'm saying getting backwards. I'm getting off track here. Is I'm thinking about the human beings going through this journey and faking their happiness. Some of us pretend to be happy to make others around us feel comfortable or to make them feel better. Look, I have certain relatives who need to believe that they're good people, even though they're not. And I guess it's a narcissism. Is that what it is? And the only way you can exist with them is if you support the idea of them being good people. Especially, some of them are Christians, especially Christian, right? They need to believe that you believe that they're good people, or else fuck peace. It's endless conflict. It's just your relationship there's just going to be conflict in your relationship. The only way there could be peace between you two is if you allow them to believe in the illusion of them being good people, that they don't need to be self-improvement. Like, you know, if there is a self-improvement, if there is any improvement they need to do on their part, it's really minor. Like, you know, hey, you know, but in terms of, yeah, I mean, I've, you know, stolen money from you, but, you know, that was your fault because you were a sucker for trusting me. You know, it's your fault. Everything is, all their bad habits, all their bad traits is your fault. Like, they need to believe that shit. And, I guess what I'm getting at is it's not hard to find people who were raised, who were programmed to believe that their entire existence is to convince everyone else that they're happy while hiding the depression, the unhappiness that exists inside of them. Like, most of these people are loners. I think most of the, yeah, most of those folks are loners. And I get it. The people who, what did I say? Yeah, when you, and that makes you happy. Yeah, the people who fake they're walking around full life faking their happiness. I get it. I mean, to a certain extent, I get it. I don't know if you and I would be the best of friends, but I can I understand the notion of faking your happiness for someone else's convenience. And I think that's gonna be my audience. That's my audience for I'm working on it. I'm still painting a better picture. I'm figuratively drawing a picture of these human beings. I was thinking of people who have a shame that they hide in themselves. Like, I was listening to this podcast called what's that podcast called? It's called is it Hustlers? It's called it's funny. I didn't think I had a lot to say. Look at me. Going an hour, getting close to going over my time here. Jesus Christ. Swindled. Oh, my God. Shout out to Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips. He's the one who put me onto that podcast. Swindled. And there was an episode they did on Jim Baker. He's a TV evangelist. And, man, I was shocked. On how this motherfucker is a hustler. If you're familiar with TV evangelists, man, these people are low. Very, like, they're terrible human beings, man. And it's like, it makes you wonder if they have an ability to feel any shame. Or maybe, like, even when they got caught, whether they felt any shame. Anyways, it was just shocking to learn about this person. And like, how did you figure you weren't going to get caught? Anyways, it's the biggest thing that got me about these people is, how do you manage to do what you do, to lie to all these people and not feel shame? I'm not trying to be expert, but I guess I was thinking about how the people who go through life feeling the shame they should be feeling, like the Jim Bakers of the world should be feeling, but haven't done anything. Like, they go through life just feeling ashamed of themselves, believing like they're like God's mistake, believing like they're the some kind of cursed, walking around feeling cursed in this world. And all they do, and their only crime, is existing. They don't hurt nobody. They're probably great people. They're probably the one, you know, they'll help you out. They're probably some of your favorite human beings, but deep down inside of them, they still feel like they should be ashamed of themselves for some reason. I'm thinking of those people, man. Like, yeah, I made a bullet point. Pretending to not be a loser. People who feel like they're like, okay, I gotta be careful with this one, because there's some people who are like losers, but they're who feel like losers, pretend to be winners when they really feel like the worst people, the worst human has to offer, but they're faking it till you make it. Philosophy is causing them to be assholes. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the ones who are can't get themselves to like look to the sky with some kind of pride. They can't be. Anyways, yeah, it's really a complicated image that I'm trying to draw, but I'm feeling like that's going to be my tribe. That's who this podcast is for. I'm sure there's more I could read about it, but I'm just going to, that's who this, I think the 1% improvement I made on this podcast is I figured out who my audience is. All right, you know what? I had another one where I was going to say, but I'm going to save this for the next episode. It's called, this next topic, it's called, yo, feminism is not our enemy, fellas. Shout out to Bell Hooks. I don't know if you're probably, I think I'm about to cover it. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to save it for, there's a post that I recently put on Twitter, and the off chance that you're someone who saw my post, hated my post, What are the odds? I really hope. I'd be fucked up. You hated my post, but still chose to listen to this podcast. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking, but thank you, I guess. But yeah, I'm going to address it in the next episode because I'm looking at the time and I've gone on longer than I like to. I have a self-imposed limit on my podcast. But yeah, but the topic is going to be feminism is not our enemy, fellas. Shout out to Bell Hooks. Yeah, hopefully I'll have finished the Bell Hooks book. Feminism is for Everybody. And it's just a chapter that I just finally got to a chapter in Bell Hooks that's really hitting me. And it was, she was just reminding me that, yo, we're not the enemy. Fuck that, man. This world would prefer for you to believe that we're the enemy. So we'll continue to infight and let them run a train on us. But yeah, I'm going to reiterate the fact that Shut Up Podcast says, believes, condones the idea. Is it condone? Yeah. Feminism is not our enemy, fellas. One more time. Feminism is not our enemy. Memorize that shit. Anyways. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually feeling good, man. I remember starting this episode again, not knowing what the fuck I wanted to do. I have to learn that there's no such thing as perfection, but, I feel like this was a good, what do you call that thing? Oh my God. Oh my God. In karate, there's this thing for when you're practice fighting. I forget the word. But again, shout out to the two brain cells doing all the work for all the brain cells that died over the holidays. And yeah, I know this was a good practice session fighting against my that inner demon that won't let me live. That won't let me be great. Anyways, yo, this concludes episode 041. Step back to reality. You know, I forgot to mention a few title suggestions I thought I was going to do was first episode of 2023, Faking Happiness. And the last title I thought I was going to go with was Don't Overthink This Fucking Title. But yeah, no. Snap back to 041. Snap back to reality. January 4th, 2023. Happy New Year's. And yeah, I hope you have a good new year. And with that said, this concludes today's episode. Holler at me on Twitter with B Blizzak or Shut Up Podcast. The website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And you can subscribe to this podcast using your favorite podcatcher and the RSS feed on our website or on Google and Apple Podcasts. Hey, yo, thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Yeah. I hate that I did that. One more time, okay? Be kind to your favorite podcast. Yeah. All right, peace.